the turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 48. Today I got my wee man,
believe it,
Terry, 48. And Sniper Goo and Tyler for the first time.
Woo!
For the first time in forever.
And forever.
Tyler for the first time ever. Forever.
And Sniper Goo's back.
And Ryan's back.
Yes.
Oh, sounding horrible.
Sounding horrible. Yeah, your mic just went shit again. What are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Liar.
I swear.
Yeah. Well, hopefully his mic will adjust in time, as Skype tends to do. So yeah, again, how is everybody? This is actually the second time we've done the podcast because my computer crashed and, well, shit happens.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do. That better?
Nope.
No, your singing was wonderful. The quality was.
Oh well, yeah, you were perfectly on pitch. I mean,
yeah, you were perfect.
Come on.
I don't know. You left and you came back and you sounded fine.
All right, hold on. Let me try it again.
All right, round three.
Fight.
It's all tied up with Snappy Goo in the lead and comes on back with... let's hope he'd be back by now. He's taking a long time.
Yeah, no, just leave and then come back right back on. It's too
close.
Hello. There you go.
I was doing other things.
Oh. You sound
Do I sound better
now? Yes.
Yes.
I think it might have been some stuff that was going on in the background.
That stuff, you know.
Got that stuff going on. So, how are you guys? How have you guys been?
Been doing good.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's what I am.
Yeah, now that you're back amongst the living, Terry.
Yep.
I was explaining this before the crash, but we haven't done a podcast in about 2 weeks because Terry's been sick, I've been gone, Alex broke his computer and had to order another power supply, or not power supply, but processor. And he'll be back in the game Thursday, Friday. And yeah, and then you two are hard to get a hold of anyways, so that's why you guys haven't been on.
Yeah, I haven't done a podcast in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on one.
In a long time.
Ryan, you were on...
a long time.
Oh, no, you weren't on the first one, Ryan.
No, I was on the second and third, second. I think.
Yeah. When you were on my bed and you just kept farting. It was just so terrible, and the mic picked up every single one of them.
That was when you got your brand new. Look at my mic. It's so cool. Yeah. You remember Terry, right?
I wasn't there for that, I don't think. Well, no, I was there.
Remember when he got his new mic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went up to it and farted in it. That's great.
And then I had to return it. I wasn't going to use that. I wasn't going to use that same one again. Yeah, gross. What are you talking about? Dang, I was going to use a stained microphone.
I fart stained everywhere.
Oh, okay.
That sounds absolutely pleasant.
Yeah.
Right.
Just invite Ryan over. It's the blessing of goo.
Yes.
If he's feeling comfortable enough, he'll bless your entire house.
Oh.
Blessing you.
Your couch is blessed. You.
Oh, your
God cinnamon McMuffin is blessed. Your mother's mouth is blessed.
I don't even want to know that situation, but like how that just comes to be.
How you go from couch to muffin to mouth.
He was on his way to the kitchen.
She was standing there, and I jumped up. And
Morning!
Howdy, partner.
That's just how he says hello.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's just how he says hello. It's all good. Good times, good times. It's just look out, is all I'm saying. It's a blessing and a curse, I guess.
Yes, indubitably.
Can't say you've brought me 1,000 years of good luck, though.
How do you know? Yeah. I mean, really, you got like a crystal ball?
No.
You can tell what my blessing's done for you in the last year and 2 years. I mean, I guess I've been farting in your room a lot longer than that.
Right, yeah.
But
like, since I've known you, basically.
Yeah. Nope, I was just reminiscing about how at every, like, time I would stay at somebody's house for the night, their parents would always just tell me to be quiet.
Yeah, because you have a voice that carries, so it's could you tell Ryan to shut up?
I'm, like, talking in a normal voice, even whispering, and it just, like, cuts through the entire house.
It's kind of like how your parents don't allow me to come over to your cupboard anymore.
Yeah, Tyler's been the only person who's ever been banned from the pantry and refrigerator.
Why?
Because he ate too much food. He's like a vacuum cleaner.
That just seems unheard of. Like in my head, I can't think of your parents ever banning anybody from doing
it. Tyler was
That's
the one.
That's the point.
Was the one.
The only person to ever get banned from anything. We had a lot of good times at your house.
We did.
It's where we had numerous Halo parties.
Halo parties, man. Freaking
especially
Halo.
Especially that one infamous one.
The 3-day one for Halo 2, you mean?
Oh, man. I was just telling Brutus the story of the pancakes and the bacon the other day.
Ah, oh, the bacon. Ah, oh, it's so
yeah,
hot!
The bacon.
Friggin' Tyler got my dad left left all the grease on the bacon, so all of us went to grab bacon off the table and burnt our hands. But Tyler saw this and picked up the napkin around the bacon and put it all on his plate like a champ.
It was amazing.
And I took half of it.
He is the fourth year of bacon.
It was good times.
That was also the time where Texas yelled at I think it was me, because we were in the same place, and everybody was like, pancake time! And I'm like, oh shit, pancakes! So I got up, and we were in the Suburban, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were in the back of the Suburban.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, and I was like, oh shit, pancakes! I told him that there was pancakes, and then
the chat,
and that was another thing that we used to communicate to everybody, because everybody was stationed at an original Xbox. This is for Halo 2. This is before Xbox Live and everything like that. Well, actually,
no,
Xbox Live was around, but it wasn't
the same.
You couldn't use it the way you could now.
Yeah,
and so you had to actually be physically connected via LAN cables and stuff. So Ryan's whole first floor of his house would be
just
littered
TVs and
yeah,
Xbox.
Just TVs and regular original Xboxes everywhere.
Oh,
and
man.
It was awesome. And then we ended up setting up one inside of your Suburban in the garage because we needed another place to sit down and play. So we're like, let's put a TV and an Xbox in there. And so I was in the Suburban with our buddy Texas. His name wasn't Texas. It was
Matt.
And but he was from Texas, so we called him Texas.
But he was actually from Oregon.
Yeah, and then he moved to he's in Washington right now, right?
No, I think he's in Utah.
Oh.
I think he is. He's actually here in the same city I live in.
Yeah, he's Mormon, you know.
Well, that's true. You guys all do tend to migrate back there sooner or later.
I'll never go back.
Eventually.
He and I were in the Suburban, and then like we would use the chat comm in Halo 2 to like announce messages to the entire house, because if you were there, you were near an Xbox and you can hear like someone say, you know, like, hey, food's ready, and so you'd hear it through the lobby through everybody, and so it was like pancake time, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah, pancakes. And so I told Texas, but he was sleeping, and I was like, hey Texas, pancakes. I think that was probably the extent that I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't try to wake him up or anything. I was just like, hey, pancakes. And then, like, 15 minutes later, after everybody's, like, done eating, there's no more pancakes. And Texas comes in and he goes, why did anybody tell us those pancakes?
As I'm eating the last bite of the last pancake,
he
comes in and he's like, there's pancakes? And I'm just, like, shoveling the last bite in my mouth. I'm like, oh, crap.
There
I need to get out of here.
We were out of batter. Like, there was no more batter. My dad was making no more pancakes.
Yep.
So then from then on, every time we had a Halo party or anything, he would sleep behind the couch in the living room.
Yep.
Like, there was, like, this space just where a body could fit. Like, you couldn't roll, you couldn't do anything behind the reclining chairs. Mm-hmm. And he would sleep down back there with just, like, one blanket on the floor so he would never miss anything.
Yep. Wasn't that Vinny's spot?
No, Vinny slept, like... Like, he'd always try to get on the bed or on the floor next to the bed, like by the wall in the guest room.
Ah.
Mm. Ooh, what about that time in the guest room when I fell asleep on the bed and woke up and there were 10 people on that bed?
Yeah, they're like six people. They're like six people sleeping on the bed, just like in different ways, because everyone just like kind of passed out. This is like day or night two.
Yeah,
people are just like dropping like flies. The balls isn't cutting it anymore.
I stayed up all 3 days.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Tyler made it most of the time. I think you fell asleep once.
I think
while playing the game.
Yeah.
What was the little kid's name?
Darian.
He was the only other person I think that stayed up the entire time.
He's the one the TV fell on in the suburban.
I was there, like
yeah, so was I.
Yeah, it was okay, he was a small kid. He was probably what, like maybe 13, 14 at the time?
Yeah, he was probably 14.
Yeah, and he's a small little Asian kid. He's probably 5 foot.
5 foot.
Maybe.
If that,
you know. And
in
he's
high
tiny,
heels.
This tiny little kid, and there's a giant CRT TV in the back of the Suburban, and like, we were
like
trying
a
32-inch,
like, old school TV.
Yeah, and we were trying to adjust it to where you can actually, like, see it right, because it's really hard to adjust a big TV like that,
oh, no,
even in
was
a Suburban.
And it was the one you had to hit if it went bad.
Like, right, yeah. Lying. Yeah. So, I can't remember what exactly happened to you. Like, I just remember being there.
He went up to go, like, adjust it because one of the cables had come loose when you pulled on it or something like that. And it just, like, the car shook because one of us moved and it, like, fell on him.
Yeah, it just kind of rolled over. It was, like, very slow.
He jumped up and caught it so he wasn't hurt or anything, but.
It probably could have killed him.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. The Xbox could have fell on him.
Oh, yeah. God, heaven forbid. There's a warning on those, you know, to not drop on small children because it could cause death.
Serious injury or death.
The best warning to be on a console ever.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
Dang, man. That was some times. We need to... That's going to sound lame. That's kind of what I want my bachelor party to be like.
Yeah, but it'd be a cool throwback because you know, that doesn't happen anymore. Like people don't have those LAN parties anymore because it's all on Xbox Live, you know?
We could.
So
we could play Halo Reach all day.
Or 4. Four is probably not going to be out in time, huh?
Your mic is
going all staticky again, bro. Yeah. You got to stop messing with that cable.
Is that better?
It's better, yeah.
I was adjusting myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when's Halo 4 come out? September?
Fourth quarter.
Hmm.
All they said was holiday, 2012.
Of course. Which means probably November.
Yeah, I'm guessing September, November.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Maybe.
Hey. I'm way more excited for Borderlands 2.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is...
it's just so excited.
So excited, it's exhausting.
Terry's the only one who got any understanding. He was there for the moment where they announced Halo 4.
Yeah, you were excited.
Survived the moment.
We're going to record our E3 viewing, right? Because you guys did that last time, and I want to be around for it this time.
I'm going to try to get Microsoft Day off work. I was jobless at the time, so I just watched the whole damn thing.
Right.
I actually had an interview at Wells Fargo that day. Like, I was almost late because I was watching the end of Microsoft Day, and then I got that job. Best day ever.
Good day. Round of applause.
I farted.
Oh.
Another round of applause.
Yeah, good job.
Congratulations.
Good.
I don't think that there's going to be anything super exciting this E3, though. Like, everything big has already been kind of announced, you know?
Maybe they'll announce a new system.
You don't know that.
Maybe.
What they have in store.
They do have another Xbox already in the works and everything.
I know. Maybe they'll announce it.
I don't want them to, though, unless it's coming out within 6 months. I hate waiting for things that are more than 6 months. It's like, hey, new Xbox 2014. Oh. Two years, okay. Well,
yeah, I usually just forget.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it loses its appeal. It's like, whatever. And then you forget, and then it's like, then like, they're about to announce again.
It's like, hey,
don't you want to know?
Don't I want to know?
Don't you want
to
know?
Okay, there is something I do want to know. I want them to just release it and let us play our used games.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that. I don't think they will.
That's the thing. Like, I just want that to be squashed, because I know they're not going to do it. If they do it, that's just going to hurt them much more than it is going to save the developers and everything, you know? It's stupid. I like and I don't like what they're already kind of doing, because they're trying to make more money off of brand new sales instead of used sales, because they quote unquote lose so much money off of used game sales.
They don't get any money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, they're not gaining, so they're losing.
Yeah.
So what Battlefield or DICE or is it EA? I don't know whatever they did makes sense to me. I think it's EA. Because it happened in Skate 3 as well.
EA is always doing this shit.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a better solution to it than what Xbox is doing. Xbox is going to just shut it down completely. Like, because if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you buy the game new, and then they give you an online pass to be able to play online and do all that crap. Okay? And you get that for free when you buy it new, but if you get it used and the code's already used, then you have to pay like an additional $10 to get that code or whatever. I understand that. I mean, if the game is so old to where it's like, you know, $20-$30 and you spend an extra $10 for it to play online, you know, then it you're still getting it for cheaper. But if you're paying $50 for a used game that just came out just to save yourself $10, you're going to end up spending that $10 anyways to get the code. So why not just buy it new?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know? So I like the fact that, you know, we can give more money to the developers because they're the ones making the games. Whatever. Here, take my money. You know? You made a great game. Congratulations.
I suppose.
You know? But if that continues, you know, there's going to be... You can't buy a used game without thinking, oh, shit, well, now I got to pay an extra $10. So that's $20 game plus $10. I can't afford it. You know? But if you're buying such an old game to play online, there's probably not going to be a big online community anyways, you know? So you're probably buying it for the single player at that point.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're buying, like, you know, Reach now is cheap. People still buy it to play it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Halo's always sold well, dude.
Like, yeah, I know.
I don't know. All of them. I think everyone except for ODST has sold really well the entire time.
Yeah, well.
I liked ODST, good though.
Shit, this guy.
I didn't hate ODST, but it didn't really leave any impression on me, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It was an okay story. I liked the little terminals that had like a whole subplot to it, you know? I liked that. That was pretty cool. And that was it, really. And then the multiplayer was just Halo 3. Like, it was literally Halo 3. They gave you a Halo 3 multiplayer disc, you know? So it was okay. It was...
It had its place, though, introducing Firefight and
Love Firefight.
And everything.
Which is no longer a thing.
Yeah, what's up with that? What is going on? I loved Firefight.
So do I. That's where I have all my shit. But it's going away. It's going bye-bye.
Are they introducing anything else new?
Yeah, it's Spartan Ops, and it's like...
Spec Ops for Spartans.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like months worth of content.
Really?
Yeah,
is that like repeating content?
What?
Is that like repetitive content? Like you have to do something
like,
over and over
again? It's like it rivals the storyline of the campaign.
Ooh.
Like that's what they're saying. Is that
it doesn't make any sense to me, but it's interesting.
Like it's gonna be like Mass Effects, you know how you're doing shit and it like affects the storyline?
Yeah.
Directly and indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like that.
See, and that didn't make sense to me until I played Mass Effect 3, and then it made complete sense to me.
Oh, well, see, I never played
really,
it. I've actually...
It didn't do anything much. It just multiplied your war asset thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's helping the storyline, you know, sort of.
Well, it has nothing to do with, like, the storyline. It only helps you in the end.
Well, that's part of the storyline. Like, if that number is...
Like, when I say storyline, I'm talking about the whole story.
Yeah, I understand, like the last 10 minutes
of the game.
Well, I mean, it could affect how the ending will go. Like, if Earth is saved, or if it's brutally, like, fucked up,
yeah,
or
like
if it gets
destroyed. It only messes the last 10 minutes, and it's like, it only changes two things, and you don't even need it. Like, you can get away with not even playing multiplayer.
Yeah, but they're still gonna have four-player co-op, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
I
don't know why that isn't a thing for every game now. Like, why is it so difficult to have four-player co-op?
I don't know. If you
have co-op in your game already, just two-player, why not just add an extra two people in there? What's so hard about that?
Yeah,
I mean, I agree. I understand if they don't have co-op already. Like, it's just a solid story mode, like Assassin's Creed or something like that. You can't really add co-op to that. So I understand why... It'd be difficult for them to do it that way, but if the game already has co-op, why not just throw two extra people in and have...
My beef is like Battlefield. Like, why can't I play the storyline with somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have a team the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why can't you fill that up?
I don't know. I was a little disappointed with that, especially considering Battlefield's like a multiplayer series.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, cut us out.
Sigh.
Whatever.
That was rough. That was rough for me.
took a while to get over that. Huh?
Still kind of stings, you know? Kind of hurts.
A little bit. A little bit. Man.
Now we're all just kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Thinking about Battlefield, but co-op. Four-player co-op.
That'd be so much fun. Like, imagine, like, the four of us running in, like... Playing the storyline together.
It'd be pretty epic. We could coordinate a lot better, and it would make a lot of those levels a lot easier. Wouldn't have to rely on those retarded AI people.
Yeah. No offense if there's any retarded AI people in the audience.
We understand you have a very difficult life, but you probably don't understand what we're saying because you're stupid as shit, so.
That's true.
That's okay, though. We'll have Borderlands 2 to look forward to, Halo 4 as well.
Yeah, we got those multiplayer. I think we should do something like the night of the release.
Halo?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do something for Borderlands. Like, I haven't been... There's really only two series that I just absolutely love, and that's anything from Elder Scrolls. Anything from Bethesda, I mean, honestly. And then Borderlands. Like, that... I don't know. Borderlands 1 was such... a big thing for me. I fucking love that game. And Borderlands
2. Speaking of Bethesda, apparently they teased the Skyrim DLC.
Oh, no shit! Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess so.
I heard that they were teasing something.
What is it?
Yeah, no, come on.
So they're teasing the announcement.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Piece of shit! We know there's going to be a DLC!
So apparently they're going to be announcing it tomorrow. Today they were on Twitter. They posted a picture and
they
said tomorrow.
Wait. Are they announcing tomorrow that they're going to do an announcement?
They're going to announcing tomorrow the DLC and explain what it is.
Oh, okay. I think they're going to tomorrow. They were going to do an announcement that they were going to have an announcement about the DLC.
Doesn't make any sense.
we're announcing tomorrow that we're going to announce the DLC coming out soon.
We're announcing tomorrow that on Friday we'll be announcing that the DLC is coming out. We'll tell you all about it. Hey man, stranger things have happened in the gaming world.
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Exactly.
The frustrating end of Halo 2, for instance.
Oh. Yeah, that's still, just way over my
head. Still stinks.
I don't remember Halo 2 at all.
It's because you're a failure, Terry.
Probably, I don't know. We don't know that. I'm not a scientist.
You are.
I'm a failure scientist.
I am.
You are. The best.
I'm the best?
The greatest.
The greatest scientist ever? How is he a failure then?
Yeah, I'm the greatest scientist.
He was the greatest scientist
ever. Sounds like
ever.
I did pretty good.
You did.
Yeah.
Until you killed three nuns.
That was an experiment.
I was going to say, that was an experiment.
Doing science, okay?
You're a dirty whore.
To keep that title, he has to do a lot of shady stuff. And he's willing to do it, and that's why he's the best scientist.
Some cutting edge stuff.
He's going to be the best there ever was.
Like face transplants. Best there ever was.
You going to catch them all?
Anyways, off the Pokemon front, back to Skyrim.
What am I catching now?
I hope that they release the DLC tomorrow, too.
You hope they release it tomorrow?
Because, the thing is that when they released Skyrim, they already said they had DLC in the works. I mean, that's exactly what they did for New Vegas. Like, when New Vegas was, they were done with New Vegas, like, months before they released it. And they were, like, you know, ready to roll it out. And they just started working on the DLC. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't see what you're getting at here.
I'm just saying is that these big companies now have teams that are dedicated for DLC, like additional content. So they've been already working on this since November.
But why would they release it tomorrow? Like, why would they?
Because it'd be done. They'd be like, hey, DLC, it comes out right now. What's up?
I don't foresee that.
Why not?
I wouldn't put your eggs in that basket.
Well, because they would make an announcement. They would let you know beforehand, not be like, hey, surprise, it's DLC.
Right. Don't save your money, because it's out right now.
Got extra cash? No? Too bad.
You're going to be the only loser not playing the DLC.
Exactly. Don't think it's going to happen.
It's kind of a dick move. Just put it out.
And we're going to announce the new DLC is coming out 2 minutes ago. Go get the stores, guys.
And it's out. Go for it.
Why are you here watching us? Go buy the DLC.
Go spend money.
I don't see what's so far-fetched about that. I think it could happen. I can have all the faith in the world.
Terry, it's like the improv thing all over again.
Yeah, I know. This just won't stop.
Hey, they haven't seen that yet.
Oh.
They will.
They will, though.
They'll understand soon enough.
They'll listen to this, and then they'll see it, and then they'll be like, oh.
It'll be one of those moments where it's just, oh, shit. Everything makes sense.
Blew my mind.
Sorry, everyone watching.
Listening.
Watching. Spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
All kinds of spoilers. You know, I'm looking at my Skype, or not Skype, my Steam game list here. And I'm realizing I haven't played Dungeon Defenders yet.
Yeah, neither have I. And I bought that for like 7 people, dude. Like, I bought that for a lot of people. And the people that I bought it for have played it a bunch. I haven't played it at all. We haven't played it. Our core group haven't played it at all. Everybody
else know what that is.
Has played it.
Dungeon Defenders.
Apparently it's fun, too. Like, it's fun as shit.
Apparently it's fun. I don't know.
God,
I won't play it, though.
Yeah, I just
picked up sorcery.
Glowing endorsement from Dwight.
What the fuck?
What?
Apparently, no. I just logged into Steam right now, and it's like you have 3 new items in your inventory. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And I have 3 more copies of Shoot Mini Robots.
Why?
I don't know. What's going on?
Free copies.
So I got 3 copies of Shoot Mini Robots to give out.
I'll take another one.
Well, shit.
Get a little giveaway going before they figure out that they gave you 3 extra copies.
Give them out before they figure it out. I'll give one to Jose.
Jose B?
Yeah.
Jose B. His name's Jose B.
That tickled you just right, didn't it? His name's Osby.
He's Osby now.
Alright, there we go. One gave the hose pee.
He's going to have to. Did you guys hear he's going to miss the wedding?
Yeah, his truck exploded.
It's the saddest news.
Is terrible.
I'm not really looking forward to it, mainly because I don't want to drive through the snow.
It's going to be August.
Yeah, but you don't know.
It's going to be August.
It's been hailing here.
It's going to be August. I think you're going to be okay.
You can't promise me that.
Shut up. You're going to
promise me right.
Promise me it then, Ryan.
Promise me right now.
Do it right here on the podcast. In front of all these 10 people.
That's how much credit you give us, 10?
No, we. This podcast is actually very successful. I'm pretty surprised. So hello, 30,000 people who listen to us every month. How are you? I that's why I feel kind of bad. Podcast hasn't came out in 2 fucking weeks, and all and then all a bunch of people are like, where's the podcast? I'm just I don't know.
It's weird, right? I don't know.
That's how you really know how many people are listening to this.
How many complaints
you
I get
when you miss it?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Guys,
wait, what happened?
There's something like going on outside my house. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Is it me?
Hold your hand?
There's like something screaming and my dogs are like freaking out.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get up and go?
I'll be right back.
Sword staff. Sword cape.
I didn't get it. I'll just grab my machete.
Well, grab your dogs. Just throw your dogs at them.
Go get them, boy.
Yeah!
If Minecraft taught me anything, all you gotta do is hit the person once and then let your dogs take care of the rest.
That's true. That's a fact.
Like, go on. Get.
Go on, little dog.
Evasive maneuvers.
I can't think of anybody else to give the other 2 copies to.
Sup, man? How you doing?
Tyler, you don't even have Steam, do you?
No, I have Steam. I just haven't signed on in forever.
Okay, well, you're worthless then.
Girls, you're worthless.
Think about maybe giving one to Adrian, but he's kind of like all about Star Wars right now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I got on right now, he'd be on right now.
Yeah, probably.
He's been PvPing hardcore.
Has he?
Yeah. He had his, his Centurion set before they changed all PvP and made that completely irrelevant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything to me because I don't know what that means.
Well, they basically just made it so they had like a billion different currencies for PvP, so they like narrowed it down to like 2 different kinds or 2 or 3.
So what's the importance of the Centurion suit or set?
It's like the second best tier that was out right now. No, third best? It's like the third best tier of PvP gear.
Of right now or before
it was
the patch? Okay. Now it's what, just average?
Yeah, because now they made it so you can buy a whole, basically like a starter kit, your starter set of PvP for credits instead of PvP commendations.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so when you're 50, you can just buy your whole set that's equivalent to what he just earned.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks a lot.
Yes, it does.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, give those people something, like,
yeah.
Like bump them up the next set or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or give them, like, the currency that it would have been to, like, buy a new set.
Yeah, it was dumb.
That seems really messed up.
They really didn't give anything to anybody that already had that set. If you had higher, though, you're fine. They only changed, like, the highest one. It's like War Hero or whatever.
Hmm. I gotta try Hutball one of these days, but I'm not gonna do it until I finish my Marauder, because I don't want to PvP with.
Well, you gotta play to win.
Well, I don't want to PvP with Gruffy.
Marauder. Dick.
Why? We need DPS.
I'm just saying, Marauders are assholes.
Well, of course they are.
I come flying out of nowhere, 2 stores. Just
fuck off.
It's like a fucking lightsaber helicopter. Oh shit, a Marauder!
Yeah, no, Marauders are good. They fucking piss me off.
All right, well that's a good sign. We gotta. Okay. Everything's good.
I guess it was really weird, but I don't know if you heard my dog bark.
Nope.
No.
He barked like into the mic. I thought I was like, shit.
Hey, you guys still doing the podcast? Man, Ryan's a bitch!
Somebody come rescue me.
The dog has a wicked sense of humor.
He is a hoot.
He's a hoot and a half.
That's faux show. Yeah, it was like this, like, I'm sure, I live pretty close to a main, like, street. I'm sure it was just somebody yelling, but it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's just walking down the street like, whoa.
Walking down the street, whoa.
Here, people would say I live in the ghetto, but I don't. I live in a very nice community. It's just, I'm from California, so I guess for me, I mean, I'm not, it's not ghetto. No, it's not stopped.
This is adequate.
So somebody saw a hobo on your street once?
Yeah, not even. But yeah, they cut through.
Somebody on their street heard a myth of a hobo.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's pretty much what happened.
It's like, oh crap, I live in the ghetto. Oh no.
All right, we're moving.
Well, up the road on the other side of the casino is super ghetto.
If it's not Stockton, then you're fine. It's not, yeah, it's not the ghetto.
Oh, I'm with you. If it's not Chicago, I'm fine.
But you had nothing but good things to say about Chicago.
Yeah, it's true. Chicago.
Yeah, close my window. There's a train out there. Like, dude, hey!
Oh, man, that means it's going to be coming to my place pretty soon. It's probably the fucker who tries to interrupt all of my videos.
I'm telling you, dude, that's my uncle.
I swear that
no,
just,
no, I the guy that goes by, I don't think it's your uncle, but one day I did hear him. Because the guy that goes by, he'll go like for a while and he'll let it go. This guy went all the way through, just the whole way. Just,
that's my uncle. He goes all the way through, yeah. Just.
Yeah, that was your uncle, but this guy, the guy that goes by lately, is just some random guy that likes to do it for a little bit.
I just want to shoot them. I know it's their way of kind of communicating, like, hey, it's me.
That's the way of telling people to get the hell off the tracks.
Yeah, I guess. It's a train,
no,
though.
They're not doing
the
for safety.
The thing that comes down is for.
Honestly, if you're fucking around the train tracks at night, then you're a dumbass.
And people do it, though, and then they
you don't hear the train coming on its own without the horn.
Yeah.
Natural selection at its
or
best.
The bright ass lights.
Hear the horn anyway.
No. Oh, they gotta stop that. Maybe they just need some strobe lights, like on the train instead of the horn. Like throw some party lights on. That way you see it. You know,
party train.
That'd be a good train right there. Someone draw a mock up. Tweet it to me. Party train.
Get on my desk.
It's a commuter train though. Oh, there it is. There it is. I just heard it. you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Yep, I hear it.
There he is. Dude. Oh, yeah. There's the hold. I have my window open, too. I probably had time to close it.
You sure did.
Yeah. Oh, well. It seems to be gone now. But then again, he could just, like, be stopped there and just, like, waiting. He's like,
They think I'm done, but wait for it.
This time, it's personal.
Yeah, what did you do to that guy?
Maybe we said something bad about him in one of your videos. Maybe he's that one dislike.
The one guy who just keeps disliking my videos?
Because he heard you talking about how much you hate him and want to kill him for just doing his job. You asshole.
I respect the man for doing his job. I just don't respect the guys who just hold it the entire time. If you're going through, I know you got to toot a few times, all right? Just get him out. Just doot. You know?
I toot a few times.
Make a few. Yeah, you got to make it. You got to make it fancy though. You gotta let people know that you're
not
fancy. I'm saying the train conductors are not fancy.
I don't know why you're making this about you.
Yeah, why are you making this about you?
It's always
I'm talking about
me.
The train.
I'll kill you, boy.
Talk about the trains, goddammit.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Call your uncle and tell him to shut the fuck up.
Like, I have his number somewhere.
Between 8 p.m. and like 3 a.m., just tell him don't even come to Manteca. You're not wanted here.
Your kind ain't welcome here. We don't take kindly to people that don't take kindly.
It's going to suck, too, because now it's summer. So, like, now I'm going to have my window open, like, all the time.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
I don't know. Next place I move to is going to be... I'm going to be like, all right, where's trains? Okay, far away? Okay, how's your internet? Good? Okay. You sold me.
Strategically placed.
Good, good.
I hope my realtor tells me that, like, that way. Like, how's your internet? Good, good.
Good, yes.
Yes, internet.
We'll buy this place, yes?
See you soon. I'll join them with their, like, little... their hand thing and their evil glare. Just, yes, yes. How's the basement? Good.
You both think you're taking advantage of each other.
But each person thinks that they're conning the other person.
But they're both saying exactly what they want.
They're both really good things about the place.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes, good.
So, side note, Dragon Ball Z for Kinect. Thoughts?
Yes.
You're just going to want to do some Kamehamehas. And that's it. And then you're going to sell the game.
I'm looking at screenshots right now. It looks ridiculous.
I want to look. I'm going to Google it.
Ridiculously good? Ridiculously bad?
Yeah, I was going to say, that could go
I don't
the
know
way.
How I feel about it.
That's the point. It's all just right, ridiculous.
Look at this.
Yeah, one screen, we're doing the spirit bomb, and just standing there holding hands
just
up.
Just kid just standing there?
Yeah, he's just standing.
Dude, imagine if spirit bomb was connected via Xbox Live, and, like, all the other people who are playing have to join in and help you?
That's like, press X.
How sick would that be? No, you have to stand in your Kinect, and you gotta raise your hands. And...
Come on, we gotta help
him, guys. Oh, shit! It's potato, Frieza again!
Potato Orgy is pleading for your help.
Little thing pops up. Potato Orgy needs your help.
Spirit bomb, activate. How sick would that be, though? Like, that would be a great feature.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It tells you you have to lean, put your hands up, lean.
I like the kick one, because it's kind of like, yeah. Kick him. Come on.
I like a little picture's like him punching, telling you to punch, and he's totally kicking the dude.
Oh, there's the Kamehameha.
If you didn't get your limbs mixed up there.
Wait, what? Kick! I don't know how I feel. This is going to fall along with my theory of parrots. They are fun to visit, but you never want to own it.
For a long time?
That's where, like, I came up with this theory.
Robert is going to buy it, and I'll just go over there and play.
We'll go over to Robert's place, and I'll record him playing it. We got to get him a Goku costume.
Yeah.
And then we'll record him playing it.
That are just Goku shirt.
That's hot.
I don't go into Hot Topics, so no.
His higher shirt with the symbol on it?
Have some self-respect.
Well, you know, Katrina goes in there, so I follow her sometimes.
Would you hold your purse?
Come on, anyone. When I have to.
She holds his own purse.
When she beats me.
Only when she hits
when
you
she's
real
changing
hard.
And whatnot, I have to hold the purse, so her hands are free to take her own clothes off.
Why don't you just help her take her clothes off?
I do that with my teeth.
Why does she? Should she hold the purse?
No.
Sounds like she's not doing anything.
You're still holding the purse.
Yeah. It's like you're going to have some trouble.
No.
Hold the purse with your teeth. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I'm on board. You really fucked up.
You fucked up.
I did no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about this game, though.
Yeah, I'm a little apprehensive.
You scared, boy?
I ain't scared of nothing, boy.
Say I'm scared. Say I'm really
I ain't scared.
Shut up. No, I ain't.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm a man.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm afraid.
Of course you are. You're a woman.
Oh.
Oh, he's...
Oh, damn.
Holy shit.
Man, you got me there.
Holy shit. Terry. You son of a bitch. Holy shit.
Just really
struck a chord with Ryan on that one.
That one was good. That one tickled me just right.
That tickled the funny cord in my body.
Right up to your armpit.
Yeah. Good joke. So apparently Nintendo is bringing the Wii U to E3.
They already brought it to E3. It was a huge
Pikmin
thing.
And Mario, though.
Terry, you were there, remember?
What happened?
Wait, when they announced the Wii U, and they were like, everyone just kind of like clapped a little.
Just like,
that's cool.
And you remember? Like, they didn't know when to clap. They're just like, are we right now?
Is that it? Wait, that's all it is? Oh, okay.
At the end, like, there was no real response to anything.
Oh, yeah.
And so the guy just like kind of got quiet for a second, like he was listening to somebody else
he's
talking.
Just waiting for somebody else.
And like, all of a sudden he's like, and I can tell you now. That we will be releasing a Smash Brothers for the Wii U, and everyone like freaked out. And like you can tell, like, and there was no preview, there was no release date, there was no.
Your mic is fucking up again, Ryan. You're doing something. You're getting real excited and touching the cords.
I was actually going to pour myself some more Pepsi.
Keep going.
Yeah, we can tell when you're.
That's a cord, not your Pepsi bottle. Come on.
Is that better?
No, it's doing it a lot now.
Hold on. What's it doing?
It sounds like bad audio connection. It's just
how's
really
that?
Static. Much better. It stopped.
Okay. So yeah, so they just like announced it, just like make an announcement that for worth people's while.
I think it's funny that when was the last new title on Nintendo that was a success?
Wii Fit.
Yeah. Really?
Wait, what was the question?
What you bring to the table?
The question was, when was the last IPA that Nintendo has brought out that was a success, that was original? Not a remake, but an original.
I can't. Well,
it's been a while. If we're talking about Nintendo, it's been a while.
Because they are just about Super Mario. And then there's Smash Brothers.
Legend of Zelda.
Zelda, and
that's
Metroid.
Metroid, yeah, Metroid's in there. And that's about it. And then you have Pikmin, I guess. Who really cares about Pikmin?
Tyler loves Pikmin.
I do. I mean, yeah, I do.
He's always talking about them. Shut up about it.
It's true. He won't shut up about it.
Man, those Pikmin, they're totally small and picky.
And very colorful.
I never played any of the Pikmin, so I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
The only time I came to playing them was the last Super Smash Brothers.
The only time I've ever played the game was one of the demo PCs at, like, Kmart or something. You know, where it's like, hey, play Pikmin on the GameCube. I'm like, what? And then I was like, this controller doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. And then I tried playing it, but all I did was just, like, smash the controller into making a move. And I stopped, because that was gross.
Then I stopped.
Then it hurt.
Oh, Resident Evil too, right? Or is that kind of migrated over to the better consoles?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on all of them now.
Yeah. Or was that a PlayStation IP?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Nintendo.
Yeah, that's PlayStation.
It was on Nintendo. Well, Nintendo didn't
Well,
make
actually,
it.
I think it's gone back and forth.
What?
Well, the thing is, it's Capcom. Resident
that's
Evil is Capcom.
That's who I keep thinking of. I associate Capcom with the Wii with Nintendo for some reason.
I always connect Capcom with, like, Sega. I don't know why. It's just me.
It's wrong.
Probably because their intros could be the same thing. Sega, Capcom. Right? Yeah, see? That's why you connect them all.
It's catchy.
When was the last Sega game? Huh?
The last Sega game?
The last good Sega game.
That's tough. That's good.
Can
Sega
I Google
game.
That or
can you Google it? I don't know. Google it and see what comes up.
What the freak?
God, think Ryan found it.
Generations was okay.
I heard the first half of Generations was good.
I googled sniper goo, and my skin's like one of the things.
Yeah.
Why are you googling yourself in the middle of a podcast?
Yeah, that too.
I was curious, and this hotel in the corner looks just like the one in Chicago or in Illinois. Anyway, go on, carry on as you were.
Sega's making the Doctor Who game, apparently.
Oh.
They made Shogun, which I guess is pretty popular with the RTS crowd.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So I just googled Sniper Goo and came up with this Tumblr thing that just... Somebody says, praise goo, get effed.
What? Well, hold on.
Oh, I think that may have been... There was someone who started a thing for, like... They were going to help you write the Book of Goo or something. So they were, like putting your quotes and stuff.
This just says...
Quotable things.
This just says, praise goo, get fucked. That's all it says.
Are we all just going to Google ourselves now?
No. What do you think I am, some sort of loser?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Fuck you.
There's some kid started a Church of Goo Facebook fan page, too.
I saw.
I appreciate you taking initiative, starting the fan page and everything like that. And I think he's asked me a few times if I wanted to take over it, but I don't want to. It's taking it too far for me.
Yeah.
If Ryan wants to take over it, then that's all him. I don't want to go that far with the goo of religion thing, because that's making it more of religion, and that's when you get into scary situations and scary things. That's...
Those scary people who actually take it for like fact, and they're like,
right, yeah, Church people, of goo. Like the people who are Jedis, and is it the UK that it's legal, or is it Australia? There's a country out there where you can claim Jedi as your religion.
Oh,
like legally.
You sure that's not America?
I'm 100% sure it's not America.
Well, somebody find out what it is.
I am going to find out right now.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have found out before you said anything.
Yeah, well, I probably should have, but I speak really fast.
Terry, punch him in the face.
Don't do that, Terry.
All right, okay, I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
No!
Well, Terry, do this for me.
I'm leaving.
Good.
Oh, did you ever see the thing Begetta posted about the whole Burks meme thing?
I didn't see. The only thing I've seen about that is just the actual picture.
Just the first one. Oh, Begetta
posted. Is there more?
Oh, there's more. There's a lot more. They're amazing.
There's this meme where there's like this. This girl, I don't know, it's like a picture from like the early 90s or something. She has like braces on and like glasses and I think pigtails too. She has this weird, awkward smile and she's holding like 4 Goosebumps books. And it says, Gershbumps are my favorite books. Or Burks. My favorite Burks. And Burke. We were just cracking the fuck up about it.
Burks.
For the longest time. Mm. There it is, Gershbumps.
Did you find out the answer to what country it is?
I'm looking at Gershberms now.
He's distracted now. He's got
to see. All right, I'm back looking at that.
Reading Burks. It's Fern Mantle.
I can't stop looking at this picture.
Having Fern ain't heard when you have a Lurbury curd.
What?
Yeah, look at the pictures.
Okay, yeah, it is the UK. There's even an incident here. In 2009, a Jedi was removed from a Tesco supermarket in Bangor, North Wales, for refusing to remove his hood on a religious basis. The owner justified the boots, saying that he hasn't been banned. Jedis are very welcome to shop in our stores, although we would ask them to remove their hoods. Yeah, it's... pretty funny, so
that's pretty awesome.
Congratulations.
Pretty don't want to be that.
Oh my god, best birthday ever. I can't can't even make out some of these. My furlet ernamul. Oh, my favorite animal.
Yeah, you gotta
a birdlerm. Berks, jerkamert.
What?
This one just says Berks, jerkamert.
I thought it said shook him up.
Well, yeah, I think that's what it is, but it's jerkamert. Jerkamert. My favorite Sturber's character, Jerberger.
You sound like an idiot.
I lurked your Sturdus on Facebook.
It almost sounds like you're trying to be the Swedish chef from Muppets.
I think that's what it is. Rudenbix. It's Fern de Myrtle.
Hurley Durf, my favorite actress.
See, you gotta say it like the Swedish chef. I turned to take my percher with the nerpert, but it took my percher with my Berks and stirred.
What the fuck are you saying?
You have to read it while you're saying it, otherwise it just sounds like you're going derp, 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 derp.
That's exactly what it sounds like you're doing.
Half and fern ain't heard when you have a lurberry curd.
You sound like Cartman.
Having fun ain't hard when you have a library card. That's what I just said. Turk a lurk, it's in a berk. Reading paper. Turk a lurk. It's in a berk.
You sound so stupid.
This is the greatest meme ever. Oh my god. I wish I could meet the people who just start these, just so I could be like, thank you. I'm posting this while on Facebook right now.
Oh man.
What's wrong, Ryan?
Nothing, just funny.
Ain't that funny. Nothing funny about Berks.
I don't even know this one. I lurk to curb my Berks in my Berk perk. I like to keep my books in my backpack.
Yep.
My book backpack. Oh, that's the greatest. The Berks meme is now my favorite meme ever.
Well, there you go.
Next to Dolan. Uncle Dolan is a close second.
Gooby, please.
Gooby, please. Memes are great. Everybody likes a good meme. So as you're listening to this podcast, stop it when we first go when we start first talking about it, and look through the pictures as we're talking about it. It'll make it that much more fun.
Wait, are you telling people to stop it before they watch it?
After stop it before we continue. It? Stop it before we continue. Like, if you're listening now, then you missed it. Go back. Open up that page. Start again.
You're not making any sense.
I'm making perfect sense. You're just not opening your burp.
Just your burp.
Just your burp.
You heard me.
Set your merp.
Merp, derp,
get a burp.
Burp, burp, burp.
Yeah, you got it. I don't know what you said. You got it.
It's good for you.
Shut up.
Good for you.
Fucking asshole.
Hey. Okay, that's a little too far, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Civil. Let's keep it civil, all right?
Sorry.
So, do you guys see that someone found another glitch in Ocarina of Time and can now beat the game in under 25 minutes?
I did not.
Yeah, an exploit has been discovered, and there's like a video about it and stuff like that. And someone beating it about 24 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's apparently some warp glitch that teleports you from Deku to Ganon's castle. It's pretty cool, right?
That is pretty legit.
How about them glitch glams? Which is the cool word for glitches. Game glitches. Who's shooting? Terry, yeah, are you shooting?
What's going on? I'm not doing anything.
Who's shooting? One of you is shooting. Tyler or Ryan?
I'm not shooting anything.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm hearing like gunfire. It's just like...
How the hell did you guys hear that? I have my headphones in.
I don't know. Like, but we did.
What the fuck?
What are you playing?
Ricochet kills on Addicted Games.
Really? We're not that entertaining?
No, it's just I had an urge to play, so I played. Fuck you.
Got the urge. Okay.
How's that? Is that better?
Kinda. So, Terry, you've been playing a lot of Fez lately, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like it?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Some of the puzzles, though, the point of the game is to get, like, 32 of these cubes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by either finding whole cubes or, like, pieces of cubes that you put together. But then there's also these anti-cubes. And to get the anti-cubes, you have to do these really ridiculously, like, brain-shattering puzzles. And I don't get half of them. Like, throughout the whole game, my motto has been, I'll come back to it later. I'll figure it out later. Because there's so many of them, and I always run across them, and it's like, okay, I got this. It's like, my brain doesn't work in the way that the game plays. Like, I can't even explain it. Because you know how you turn the world, right?
Yeah, and it changes their perspective.
Yeah, it changes perspective. So for some, you have to change it and like line up. You'll have these boxes that you'll have to line up, and then you'll have to change the perspective so that they match the pattern in all four perspectives. I can't.
What?
I can't. I know. I can't do it.
What?
It makes my brain hurt. It makes me cry.
Cry it out.
But
you're doing a Let's Play of it, right?
Yeah.
Have you put out any videos for it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Two out right now. Probably put the third one out tonight.
So everybody who's interested in Fez, you guys gotta go over to Puzzle Channel. Check that out.
Yeah.
Be angry with him.
You'll be angry at me.
Be angry at him.
If you guys figure it out before me, it's like, do this! And I'm like, nope, not even.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot in my indie games, like when I was playing Tiny Bang Story. And there's like a puzzle piece. Like I missed two puzzle pieces in that entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And I find them at like the last second, but I'm sitting there like looking forever, you know. And then there's people like it's right there. I know you can't hear me, but it's right there.
I was getting so frustrated with you. I watched a couple of them.
Yeah. So it's
that's
one of those things where
of puzzles.
You got to kind of shut your brain off when you watch other people's do lists.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the other thing. The music in Fez is amazing. Like it's really relaxing.
Same thing with Tiny Bang Story. Ryan, stop.
Wait, Ryan,
what are you doing?
Why?
I'm done. I just moved. I was getting
ready. I'm done. No, listen, I'm done.
Get off my asshole. Get.
But yeah, I love it. It's a love-hate relationship. There's secrets that you have to find. There's anti-cube puzzles that are just like... Because there's not a whole lot of direction in the game is the thing. It's like, here's how to play. It's a whole open world kind of thing, kind of like how Super Mario is, where you just kind of, or Super Mario 64, where you can just kind of, you know, travel around wherever you want to go. Each place has like a theme or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's a lot of backtracking. It's a lot of going up and down places, finding secrets and not figuring out how to get to them. Because the other thing is, everything is in this language, this cube language, this made up language that I can't read. So I'll come up to a place that says, there's a secret here. And I'll be like, okay, where's the secret? And there'll be some cube writing somewhere, and I'll be like, okay, what do I do? And I have this little companion thingy with me that talks to me, so when I get close to it, I'll hit the button. It'll be like, oh, man, what is this? I don't even know.
Well, what good are you?
Exactly. Why do I need you?
It's like you bring a translator to a different country, and you just go, I don't speak Chinese.
I don't know what that means. Oh man, that's crazy.
Man, he sounds really angry at you.
Exactly. It's like I have this thing that's supposed to know everything, and it's like, man, I can't remember what this is. It's like,
fuck. Just like, man, this is the one thing in the universe I don't know.
I also ran across some places. There's like places that have QR codes like imprinted into the walls, and like scan the code with your phone, and it'll come up with like a little password that you have to put in and get, you know, any cubes or other secret stuff. I thought that was amazing. Crazy.
Well, that's kind of fucked up for people who don't have smartphones.
Yeah, it is. But fuck you. It's not for the essential cubes is what's going on there. You don't need any cubes. They're like extra, basically hard
Yeah,
mode.
But isn't there a challenge? Isn't there like an achievement for any cubes?
To get all of them, yeah.
Well, what about those people? Made those cubes important.
That's why it's hard. You want that achievement?
You better find a friend.
Yeah, it's like, hey, come over here. I won't play a game. And by play, I mean just use your smartphone and you go home.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's very interesting that they're adding in an extra level of whatever. Because Shoot Many Robots kind of did that too. The birthday sombrero. In the description of that, it's just a link to like a blog on their site or whatever that talks about the birthday sombrero. Yeah, apparently it's a sombrero that they make all the people in the business wear on their birthday. So when you go to work, you got to wear this giant sombrero. Yeah, if it's your birthday.
Ubisoft.
So, Ubisoft. No, it's the other company, not Ubisoft. But
did Ubisoft just publish it?
Yeah, it's the smaller company that do it.
Oh.
Let me see if I can't figure that out real quick. So don't sound dummy, stupid, dumb.
Shoot Many Robots.
Demiurge Studios.
Okay.
Demiurge Studios. Publisher Ubisoft.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
I thought Ubisoft did it. Made a tiny little game for Steam.
Gonna
be very proud of them.
Because that's what I thought immediately too. Is like, man, Ubisoft's kind of being cool lately. You know, they're doing some cool stuff. And no,
just the publishers.
Yeah, they're just the money.
Look at my shoes.
That was the Ubisoft guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Ubisoft guy who had the really like shiny shoes, and he was definitely a gay French guy.
Yeah, look at my shoes.
Look at my shoes. This is a wonderful video we're about to show you about Ghost Recon. Look at my shoes.
But first, look at my shoes.
God, that seems like an eternity ago.
Yeah, Jose's still saying it. Is there a video for that on YouTube, by chance?
For what?
Look at my shoes. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, he didn't actually say that.
No? We were watching, and we were all joking around about how like his shiny his shoes were. And so every time we would talk, he'd be like, but look at my shoes. And we were just like talking over him while we were watching.
Gotcha. So this is another situation in life where we made something funny.
Yeah.
Funnier.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah, like not at all.
We made it better.
I was just getting frustrated because they hadn't shown me anything with Halo yet.
See, we make a lot of things better.
You were enhancing reality.
Yep.
Okay.
Using our imaginary muscles.
Flexing those imaginary muscles. Just, yeah. That's you blowing an imaginary muscle.
You blew it right out.
That just doesn't sound fun.
You have to go see an imaginary doctor.
I ain't got no goddamn imaginary insurance.
Okay, you're not having imaginary insurance.
Because I imagine I didn't.
Because this imaginary job doesn't have those imaginary benefits.
Exactly.
Man.
Damn.
Blowing my mind right now.
This is my life, okay? Don't laugh.
I just read what you were talking about earlier.
What?
The reading.
Oh, you finally got around to looking at the pictures. Now it's funny, right? See, it's not as funny unless you're looking at them.
Well, you don't want me to move, but
I would for it.
It was funny just listening to you talk.
Goose Beams and my favorite beers.
Bernate Hart. Fabricator.
Kirk Lurk is in a Berk.
I'm sick of these like in 3 second things on Facebook. What? Fucking punch everyone in the face.
Like in 3 seconds.
Have you not seen those?
No.
It's like in 3 seconds if you remember this, and it's like,
oh, shit. It's like,
some like picture of our childhood. Like that, the one I just saw was alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
A foo foo.
3 seconds to like this, or you gonna die tomorrow.
Yeah, like Jesus Christ. You have 3 seconds to like this, you're gonna die. Did you just read this whole message? Because if you get more than 3 seconds, and you're a dead man.
Next time you see, you have 3 seconds to skip the rest of it. You're gonna like.
Okay. All right. All right. Listen, we're all Shake friends here.
Consider this a warning. Respectively, fate.
Your life was in my hands.
Oh my God! Facebook's out of control. Gotta stop it.
We must stop Facebook.
It's gonna kill us all.
It's grown too powerful.
It has.
It's taken over Instagram. Now we have to stop it. Now Instagram.
God, and
yeah, seriously, it's everywhere now.
And then there's people who fucking tweet their tweet or Facebook post their tweet post and then post the exact same post because it's all linked. And it's just like, why?
Because they're social media engineers.
Why do I have to read everything twice?
In case you missed it the first time.
Yeah. Because then you get two chances.
You know, and I'm all for taking a
look at a horrible picture.
Yeah.
That gives you your second chance to hit like in 3 seconds.
That gives you 6 seconds, Ryan.
All right. Plenty of time.
All right.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're cooking. Let's do it.
If I hit fast enough, the next time I'll have 5 seconds. I can just store them up. Hit them as quick as I can.
Mm-hmm. Then you won't have to be afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore.
But what if you are?
I'm not afraid anymore.
Oh. I think he just said he's not.
I feel like we're running out of steam here.
Yeah, steam.
Some odd minutes into this.
How many minutes?
About an hour and 10, maybe, ish. Somewhere around there.
It says an hour and 15 that we've been in this call.
Yeah, but we didn't start the podcast immediately when we got on the call.
Yeah, shitface McGee.
I like how you went from toots to just regular old poots.
Went. Can't even.
Okay, Ryan, we get it.
I got it. Man, no one has ever been this tired before.
You're tired right now?
I'm exhausted. I don't know what the hell happened.
You didn't do anything today.
Hey.
What?
Playing hooky is very strenuous.
I play video games all day.
Okay, that's a good picture. I went through Reddit and this guy's like, I was worried about my cousin in Afghanistan until he sent me this picture. I know this is an audio podcast, but you'll
They got mustaches.
It's just a bunch of guys out there having fun in war.
What the fuck?
It kind of looks like that guy in the front's gun has like a little wire connected to it. Do you think it's connected to the internet?
Probably.
That's cool. Got internet.
They don't have smartphones there. They got smart guns.
Smart guns.
That's pretty good. I'd rather them have smart guns than smartphones, honestly.
Shooting someone while they're on Twitter.
My cousin just posted on Facebook that he's having a baby.
Time to upload my new video.
It's like streaming the war.
Oh,
War ain't so bad. They're out there drawing mustaches on their guns.
And then I said it. The doctor will be with you in a minute.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't actually that good, so, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Is that it? Did we just lose all you guys?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What just happened?
But I don't know. What happened to you guys?
Everyone just got quiet.
Oh. I was about to say.
Did you guys lose connection? What happened? I was fine.
Everyone just like stopped talking at the same time.
I think we're all reading. Yeah. Like trying to find something to like talk about. Reading break. That was serious.
Reddit is not a good site for podcasts because God, all no. pictures. All pictures.
Apparently, I just found a little thing that says the pilot episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia cost him only $85.
I believe that.
The pilot episode.
Of what? You
know, I believe
of
that.
Of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
When's that coming back?
I don't know. I miss it.
I feel like that show is kind of hit or miss with me. Either the episode's funny and entertaining or just bores me.
Well,
get your ass out of here right now.
I'm not saying I hate the show. I'm just saying.
He's saying you hate the show?
Terry's just saying he hates you.
Whoa. There we go. Now let's get
that's
to the
what
point.
It all comes down to. We finally get to the root of the problem.
Shut up, Terry. You are the root of everyone's problem.
Don't say that.
You're the reason Dwight's the way he is.
Yeah.
After what he saw.
Yeah.
What did you see?
We can't
I
even
saw
talk about
this. It. And then I was never the same.
Uh-oh. It's going to be a funny picture, isn't it? Here it comes. Yeah. There it is.
Where is it?
What? It's funny because I got two of those dogs.
Oh, God.
That right there sums up why I hate small dogs.
You can't hate them. Look at that.
With those eyes.
Which eye is looking at me?
The other one's looking at your friend.
He's going to eat both of you.
He's twice as aware as a normal dog.
Okay, I really got to get off of Reddit because this is just killing the podcast for me.
Then get off.
I am.
Are you off?
Again. Yes.
That's a dog lawyer zing. Like maybe it's because I'm a dog, but this case looks pretty black and white to me. That joke kills in the office.
I bet.
The dog office
smiling the dog at me. And
does it feel things? You got a case of the feels.
But back on Fez, are they giving out the soundtrack as like Tiny Bang Story did? Like you just download their soundtrack from their site for free?
I don't know. I'm gonna check that right now. Maybe it'll show up on what's it called?
Bam. Spotify. I was faster than you. SoundCloud.
No, Spotify.
Yeah, well, it's on SoundCloud. No, this is Bandcamp. Same shit.
Best soundtrack available on Spotify and Bandcamp. Bandcamp.
Wait, what?
That's good. I'll have to add that.
The Fez soundtrack is amazing, apparently.
Interesting.
I really like the videos, like the music they use in the videos, so if they use anything similar to that, I'm be pretty happy.
Oh, it says the album's not available.
Oh, of course.
Whatever. I ain't going to listen to it.
You going to be okay there, champ?
No! Get you here, I'm crying.
No, it's fine. It sounds like you pulled a muscle.
Yeah, so it's been in development since 2007, this game.
Yeah. I wonder what took him so long. That's all I hear about is that it's been in development forever, and then that's it. That's it.
Well, that's a very interesting story.
Is it?
Yep.
Do you want to regale us in the very interesting story that it is?
Oh, I don't know it.
Oh. Okay. Well.
I'm sure it's very interesting, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
I'm not sure.
Can you give me any reason why it wouldn't be?
No, I can't.
All right, then.
So you gifted me a game today on Steam called Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery.
Sword and Sorcery.
Yeah. What is this? Because I saw this today, and...
Where's your sword?
It looks weird.
Unguard, sir.
Unguard yourself.
Unguard yourself. Unguard
yourself.
You unguard yourself and take two steps back, eh?
That's two steps back. Oh no, it's a game that came out, I guess, it was iPhone only by Capybara Games, which makes good games. Kappa Games.
Kappa Games?
Kappa Games.
Okay.
I don't exactly know what it was about. All I know is it did really well. Like, everyone was talking about it when it came out on iPhone. It's this amazing game. It's like a kind of point and click adventure kind of thing.
Oh.
I guess the big thing about it was the soundtrack was really good too. Again, another indie game with an amazing soundtrack. It's kind of what people do these days.
Is it co-op?
It is not. It is single player.
Oh.
Well, it's a point and click adventure, so you can only, you know, that's a one person kind of dealy.
Yeah, that's true.
There needs to be more co-op games.
Co-op games. More co-op games.
Yeah. Not co-op, the shitty fucking run game.
Infuriating run game.
But co-op with a C.
Quap.
Quap. There you go. You nailed it.
Yeah, check out, check out the video, because it's got a good song to it and shows you how it plays, but I gave you the game, so you'll play it.
Maybe I'll listen to it right now. Oh no, that's way too loud. Okay, wow, I will listen to that later. I figured, all right, well, people, if it has good music to it and people listening right now can just listen with me. I won't watch either. I'll be like, oh man, I wonder what's going on right now. Sounds pretty cool. How big is it, the game? Like, how long did it take you to download? Doesn't seem like it'd be very big.
Not very at all. Like,
okay,
a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes.
Well, I meant like size big.
I have no idea. The actual size. It only took me 2-3 minutes. So not that big.
Okay.
Not that big.
All right.
These guys are also making Super Time Force, which I'm super excited for.
You're super excited for Super Time Force?
Super Time Force.
I don't know what that is. You're digging a lot of games right now. And I don't know.
Yeah, you're on just a path I can't follow.
I'm getting really into indie games lately, is my thing. But
good, because I've been doing that for a while now, and no one seemed to have joined me.
I was doing it before it was cool, Mr. Hipster over here.
Hey, they're called indie games for a reason, okay?
We all joined you on Minecraft.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I wouldn't call mine, wouldn't call it indie anymore, but it's still indie. Even though it's
still indie developer, yeah.
It's popular indie.
Yeah, it's just super popular, really all.
Mainstream indie. It's a new genre.
Fucking convention super.
Convention big. You know. But no, Super Time Force. It's like, think Contra.
Or love
it. Yeah, like fucking, what's it, Shoot Many Robots or whatever. Except whenever you die, you start from the beginning, but your last person is still there. Like, it records what you do, and then if you die, you go back to the beginning, and that person is still there, you know, shooting, doing exactly what you did before. That times like 500. I guess you could have like 500 versions of yourself, previous versions of yourself running around. So like every time you die, your recorded person is still there running through shooting people, and then you're actually there doing stuff.
Wait, is it actually shooting like current people or just like a?
Yeah, it'll do. It'll shoot current people. Like, it'll do exactly what you did during your first run through up until the point that you died.
That seems weird to me.
It's like having a team that doesn't suck.
It's having a team of you. A team of you.
Like that one game, dying in the same place.
The one game you were playing, what's it called? It was
Braid.
Kind of like Braid, but the other one. It was like your guy with like a top hat and a monocle or something, black and white.
Yeah, it's a game that I'm trying to do a let's play of, but I want to do it in that old timey voice, like the entire game. And for me to do that, I have to be loud, and every time I have time to record, it always seems to be at night.
Well, it's like that, except times 500. You'd have a billion of you on the screen.
Right. The Misadventures of P.B. Winterbottom.
That's the one.
I like that game.
Yeah.
I only played 10 minutes of it, but I really liked it. And I was like, okay, I have to stop. Because if I'm going to do a let's play of it, I want to play all the way through, you know?
Yeah, I know. I had it. But yeah, you know. That's my thing right now. Super Time Force. Fez, it was my indie game wishlist thing was Fez. FTL, which I guess has a Kickstarter going. And cool. What's it called? The one I was just talking about. Super Time Force.
Hmm. We gotta find some co-op indie games.
Yeah.
Cause that would be fun.
Like that Minecraft.
Yep.
Minecraft.
Minecraft. Should make a mod called Minecraft where you have to make everything by hand.
I just got a really cool idea for a video. I'm gonna write this down because I'm gonna forget. Because I forget everything. But that's a good idea.
Get out there.
Yes.
Too bad Simpsons did it. Still funny, huh? Still topical. Simpsons did it, huh?
Well, they've been around for, what, 26 years?
That's a funny episode.
I'm talking about the South Park episode.
Yeah, well, I know.
Simpsons did it. Yeah. God damn it!
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Capybara made the Clash of Heroes for Might and Magic. Did not know that. That was a pretty badass game, too. Did that ever go to PC? It did go to PC.
Is it on Stam?
Huh?
Is it on Stam?
Probably.
Somebody just breathe in really deep.
Yeah, that was Terry. He was really excited.
That's my excited breath.
Tyler, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
We'll talk.
Alright. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted by all these things on the internet.
Fucking yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, it is on Steam. It is on Steam.
Did you pick up Hack/Loot, Terry?
I did.
What's that?
It is basically a like miniature roguelike game. I don't know if you know what a roguelike is.
No.
It's like a kind of like a dungeon, kind of like a tactical dungeon tile-based kind of game thing where basically you every move. You basically take turns moving with the enemy. So, like, you'll take a step and then they'll take a step.
Oh, okay.
Like that. It's hard to explain. I don't really know how to properly describe a roguelike.
I've played games like that before. So.
Yeah, it's basically like that, except miniature and hard as shit.
Shit. Shit. Wizard attacks Scorpion. Scorpion takes 10 damage. Wizard kills Scorpion. Oh, man.
That's a powerful wizard.
Troglodyte attacks Saracen. Troglodyte misses Saracen.
Fuck.
That's... Wizard attacks Goblin. Goblin.
Goblin? Wizard goblin. Attacks Goblin.
Goblin takes 10 damage.
That Goblin.
Wizard kills Goblin. Goblin.
Amazon attacks Zombie. Zombie takes 10 to 5 damage.
Zombie dies.
The entire Amazon?
No, Amazon.com.
What?
They attacked the Zombie.
Do you not know what an Amazon is, Rand?
Like the forest?
Yes. I don't know what it is. It could have been anything. I didn't look at
the
picture.
What the hell are you talking about, Tyler?
An Amazon is a warrior, a female warrior.
An Amazonian.
Amazon.
No, an Amazon.
Amazon woman? No. Shut up. You're probably
They refer to them as Amazons.
I'll Amazon you right in the face, Tyler.
Doesn't sound too bad if we're talking about the women still.
Snoo snoo.
Death by snoo snoo.
Yay! Oh.
Okay, so before it gets incredibly late.
It's already incredibly late.
Not for me. You guys want to end this podcast and then perhaps go do that thing that we were going to talk about beforehand already? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that thing.
All right. Well, goodbye, everyone. It was a pleasure knowing you.
Last podcast ever. No. Hopefully
before
we can
the
get
end
back
of the world.
On. We can get back on track. Probably not going to be one out this week because I'm giving you one now. Unless magic happens and then we have a second one.
Why don't you just hold it on until Friday?
I guess. People are already disappointed in me.
Throw it out. I'd say throw it out.
Can't get much worse than now.
I guess they can't hate me more. They can, though. They can.
They could unsubscribe, you know, things like that.
But you can also unhate me. Yeah?
By subscribing with a new account you just made.
Goodbye, people of the internet.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for coming back to the podcast.
Here we come to a turning of the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders. Season. Watch it as it arcs towards the sun, and you must bear your neighbor's burden within reason, and your labors will be born when all is done, and nobody knows. Let the oak fall from our shoulders. explode.